So let the minute show we have returned from executive session at 7:16 p.m. 1916. So I'd like to ask for a motion to resolve to affirm the 2024 pay grade schedule effective 10/7/2024 as outlined therein, and note that the schedule itself will be added to the meeting minutes as part of public record. Do I have a motion?
I make that motion.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Bach, okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda, fiscal officer's report. It looks like we have 2 months to catch up on here in 1 month, so take it away.
It's been so long, I've forgotten how to do it. We have the August 1st, our August report first. We have the bank reconciliation, followed by the check register. We have the funds and bank reports, the end of month balancing report, the PLF, which in August was about $22,000 more, a little over $22,000 more than what was estimated to come in December, which was good news. We have our two housekeeping resolutions, and then our check register, our supplemental register. Do you want me to do both of them at the same time, or do you want to vote on those separately?
I believe we are able to combine the motions,
okay.
Because I believe I was reading in we can actually combine and just like a blanket motion and just consolidate everything. So I think we're okay to do both, unless anyone has any concerns or questions about either month that we want to address separately.
We have the same items here for September. And in September, I just wanted to note that the PLF was $97,000 more than what was estimated. And I have a little bit of explanation with that to go into in my report after you do what you need to do with me.
Do you want to go ahead and do your report? And
sure.
Then we'll do the motions and we'll zip through those.
This is from the Ohio Library Council. I wanted to let you know what they are saying about this October PLF distribution. The Ohio Department of Taxation posted the October Public Library Fund distribution, which was $7.5 million for the whole state, above the ODT's original estimate for July, and about $7.7 million above the ODT's updated estimate issued in December of 2023. According to the Office of Budget and Management, state tax receipts for September came in 36% over the updated revenue estimate. The director of the Ohio Office of Budget and Management has indicated that the overage in revenue is likely due to their over-prediction of the revenue loss from the first ever expanded sales tax holiday held July 30th through August 8th. The Office of Budget and Management believes the overage is temporary because future transfers to the state's general revenue fund from the state tax holiday fund will be less than anticipated. So while we're happy, I don't want us to get too overjoyed there. On my two fiscal officer reports for August and September, I'm sure you can have read through this. I just wanted to remind you that Joe Vilen from Red Tree will be here in November to give a discussion and go over our accounts. Debbie and I have been continuing to work on cross-training, where Debbie has sat at the corner of my desk so long she doesn't remember what anything else looks like. The only other thing of note that I wanted to let you know was we had discussed couple meetings back the problems we were having with making change for the branches with Puck National. Now the Milford location is closed, the Owensville location is closed, Park National is not convenient to most of our locations. So I have talked with Fifth Third and to set up a small depository-only account that we could take our daily cash deposits to. That's only our cash that we get from the branches for fines and fees. And they could also be available to make change for each of our locations, because Fifth Third is more abundantly located, and they will be able to make change more readily for our branches. So we're in the process of doing that, and I believe we almost are ready to open that account. Like I said, that'll be a deposit-only account. And it will accumulate a very small amount of interest. But let's see. Is there anything else, Debbie, that I'm forgetting that we needed to? I think that's about it. Everything else is on here. We started the budget process with the director already, of course, and we did work with her on the salary pay grade adjustments. So.
Anything on the audit?
No word on the audit. They've extended that again.
I'm sorry I mentioned it because I just changed you.
I am sorry that you mentioned it too, because it hangs like a cloud over my head every day.
It'll be okay.
And unfortunately now it's been a whole, almost another year that if there was something amiss, but, you know.
We assume it's not.
Thank you. I assume so.
Well, it would be inadvertent if it happened.
It would definitely be inadvertent. So, yes, we're waiting on that. I expect it any day now. I can hear it.
Okay.
Coming, so.
You have a fully staffed office now, though.
Yes.
You did not before.
Yes.
It will be okay. All right. Any other comments, questions, concerns regarding fiscal office report? All right. Let's get going on these. So,
I'm sorry, Jenny. I have one more thing.
Yep.
You're on the original, the one for August, the date on one of the resolutions. I changed that today, and it was updated for you. Thank you for finding that for me, Judy. I appreciate it.
I had all my questions answered ahead of time because I was trying to expedite our meeting.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Good?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the August and September 2024 financial reports. Do I have a motion?
I'm free. Second.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyons seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Sorry,
motion passes.
Seconded.
Trisha.
Thanks, Trisha.
Yep. All right. Next one up, I need a motion to approve the August and September 2024 bills paid. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
All right. Ms. White makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. And thirdly, I need a motion to approve the August and September 2024 bill paid to Anthem only. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kostika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Who wants it? We'll go with Mary Jo. It's paid seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that I abstain, please, for both of those. All right, next on the agenda, we have our director's report. Chris.
Thank you. So this is a combination of September and October, and I was gone most of the time in between because I had my long vacation in Belgium and Italy, and it was fantastic. Library to Go is going really, really well. Chris Rich and Amy Matheny of the Batavia Owensville leadership team are onboarding new facilities. I think we are going to reach our goal of 16 childcare facilities by year end quite easily and ahead of schedule. So they've been doing a great job. They work closely with the facilities department to ensure the deliveries. We are looking forward to the Connect Claremont grant to purchase more bins or totes of the materials that we deliver the materials in, because we are starting to run out of those. So we are excited about that. The LSTA, the Library Services and Technology Act grant, is progressing really well. Emily Wickman has been hard at work writing and preparing that grant and working with the team on that grant, and she's currently on vacation and will submit that grant when she gets back. So we're looking forward to being awarded that grant.
What was the amount of that grant?
It's that your limit is 50,000.
Okay.
You have to have a quarter match. So
12.5.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that we're asking for the full 50 at this point, but I believe that with the amount that we have budgeted in the capital fund to pay for the vehicle will be that quarter match, because a lot of it is going towards the vehicle. So we should be in good stead there. The UCESC, University of Cincinnati Evaluation Services Center, has been hard at work with the processing of the surveys. I believe we're over the 2,250 surveys, because at the time I submitted the report, we still had a few days to go. They did their second pop-up at the West Claremont High School. It was the homecoming game, and were very successful in that they spoke to a lot of non-library users. Unfortunately, there are some out there. So that's really what the, I know, it's a shocker. That was the goal, and because at the finished the National Night Out, they spoke to a lot of people who are already users. So the last event will be at Everything Bagels, and they are working on getting that scheduled and are coordinating that with Teresa. We've identified Backpack for Success program by the United Way as our annual holiday giving. This will be, instead of canned goods or mittens or scarves, this is going to be school supplies. And so the United Way works with local school districts, IPM, other agencies that hand out school supplies. And so we're excited to do that project. That's something new that we haven't done before, and I think it's needed and will be very beneficial. Later on in the section of the agenda is our 2025 holiday schedule and the board meeting schedule. I did want to send shout outs to some staff members, and not just these individuals, but we do really get a lot of positive feedback from the public. We get comment cards that are sent into administration, and I just wanted to share a few of those with you that are mentioned in my board report. That leadership continuum that I've talked about over the last couple of months, we're still in process with that. The UC Claremont, they have not gotten access for non-traditional students to get access to the online platform, so we've tabled that meeting until that happens. So but I'm looking forward to that happening. So we're really focusing on manager to leader, mission focused, and accountability. And I don't need to read through all this. You can read through that at your leisure. And then the diversity, oh shoot, Mr. Humphrey, I was gonna bring copies of decodable books and I got sidetracked before the meeting. The science of reading has been mandated, and I think I shared this earlier, as part of school curricula by the Ohio Department of Education, and libraries are uniquely positioned to support the science of reading, and our collection services department and our youth selector librarian, Jenna, has been hard at work, and the cataloging portion of that department, Karen, our cataloger, has been hard at work making decodables, the search for decodables, easier in our catalog. Decodables are basically phonics books. So it's decoding words. So that's what teachers are mandated to teach now. So we're wanting to make sure that our guests and library users know that we have a nice collection for them to supplement what's happening in school. So those are available. And then every year we do a mini picture book read-in for the youth services staff. We host it here at Miami Township, and our school readiness committee is involved in the agenda for the day. So we have the last past year's worth of new children's books here for them to just sit in and read, so that you just kind of immerse yourself in the literature. And they had a couple of outside presenters, one on decodables, and that was done by, I think, from the Hamilton County Educational Services Center, who is responsible for a tri-county region. So they came in, and Amy Buskey, the manager at New Richmond, did a presentation on nonfiction books for story time. And our Jenna also gave a presentation on decodables and the beginning reader books in the collection that are phonics-based. So we were really happy with that. Leslie got to sit in on a bit of that meeting, and Senate went really, really well. I have no updates about the Pierce Township project. The last time we met was on August 21st, and I haven't heard anything to date about that project. I think they're trying to dream big. They're trying to plant a seed to dream big, because you're never going to go there unless you actually start talking about it, but I haven't heard any updates. Talked about the salary survey that we put into place effective this pay period 22. And then Staff Development Day was really well received by staff. We had a good time. They're very appreciative of the half day. In fact, we had a lot less minutes where things lagged. Things went really smoothly. Leslie did our drug-free workplace training, which is a requirement. And we had a lot of team building activities. And we also went over our new internal customer service standards that were developed by our customer service committee that developed our welcoming behaviors external customer service standards a couple of years ago. And Jessica Bell of the Information Services Department did an excellent presentation on the library's app. If you have a smartphone, you should download the app. And if you don't know how to use it, you can have Jess do a presentation, because she did an amazing job. Also in your packet is the HR policy manual that was reviewed by the Policy and Bylaw Review Committee. And that we need to get approved by the Board of Trustees going into the negotiations that are coming up with the union later this year, to ensure that all of our policies are compliant with state and federal laws. So you have a copy of that. We do have time if you want an additional month to review that over 50-page document.
It's a big document.
So Jenny Nichols has reviewed that, as well as Jackson Lewis, and Jenny Nichols' comments are in yellow. Everything else is either Jackson Lewis or Julie Robinson also. She went over that whole manual with the Bylaw and Policy Review Committee. So everything is done with using the track change function that we've been doing for a number of years.
And the reason why we didn't bring that forth to the board at the last board meeting with the committee update was because we had done our committee review of it, but it hadn't gone to Jenny yet. So that's why that wasn't brought up and run through.
Two months ago.
If Jenny Nichols is his time is being split with juvenile court right now, and so she's had less time, so things take a little bit longer to get reviewed by her, so that's why that took a little bit longer. And the Imagination Library program is going well. We're at right on 65% enrollment rate, and I think that's something to be very, very proud of. So doing really well.
Snacks, Chris. You've got one here for health snacks for the staff health fair.
So the health fair, this was on the September agenda, would like the board to approve a $13 reimbursement for Leslie Jacobs, who bought fresh fruit and things for the things to help staff recover from their fasting, because they come to the health fair having fasted overnight to get a blood draw. So $13 for that.
So moved.
Does not the $200 that we approved for that day?
That was staff development day.
Staff development day.
A different day than the health.
Sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
I did not realize that it used to be that Horan, our broker, used to supply the snacks, and they don't do that anymore. And I did not realize that we were personally covering the cost for that. So the head of the committee let me know, and so then I put it on the board agenda. So.
Okay. So Mr. Humphrey made the motion. Do I have a second? Mr. Ramos beat Ms. Kasika to the second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, your motion passes, Chris.
And that cost was $13?
That's correct.
I think Leslie was able to repurpose some other snacks or something, so it wasn't that expensive. You got your door packets, or door counts and circulation statistics. Just as an FYI, I was forwarded a report that was run by Laura Eckert in our community engagement department of circulation from 2013 to 2024 that tracked book circulation, AV materials, digital materials, and magazines. And I'm happy to report over the last couple of years, the book circulation has gone up, which is fantastic. We all know the digital circulation has gone up by leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. It is the audiovisual circulation that has gone way, way down. Yeah, because people are streaming now, and they don't have CD players in their cars anymore. So that's really where we're seeing that decrease.
My son has one.
He paid special for that, or he's got a clunker, an old car.
Well, his parents. You shouldn't. He's paid nothing so far. Let's make sure I put that on the record.
What's bad is when you're in your clunker, and then you switch to your new vehicle, and you're like, darn it, I can't play my CDs in the new car.
We don't use the word clunker. We use
I
vintage.
Know. I
vintage. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yes.
My 20-year-old Honda Element is still going just fine. So
my car that's not brand new at all has this handy-dandy CD player in the glove box. Now tell me, how can you exchange a disc driving, so I never
Well, you're
use
not
it.
Supposed to be doing that because that's going to distract you
that's
as a
right.
driver. So that's a safety feature.
It is a safety feature,
yes.
And it never gets utilized.
There you go.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Okay, so, and you got my strategic plan goal report. Any of the highlights and changes are in red. And then we come to, if anybody has any questions about that, then we're up to the Board of Trustees meeting dates and the holidays.
Yes. So, can we go ahead and do a motion to approve the board meeting dates as included in the packet?
They're all the third Monday, except for those that have to fall on the fourth Monday because of holiday.
That's correct. So Mr. Humphrey made the motion to approve those. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Kasika seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion passes. Mr. Humphrey, I believe you have a comment.
Yeah, I have a comment
about
on
the holidays.
Columbus Day should include Indigenous People Day.
Please.
It's nationally recognized as both, so.
So we would be adding?
We should just change that in the schedule.
I will be happy to do that.
You mean add Indigenous? Don't do
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah,
no,
that's
yes,
correct.
Add Indigenous.
Yes,
slash
it would be
Indigenous
Columbus Day
Slash.
Slash Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve the holidays with that edit as included in the packet?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Who seconded? Was that Trisha?
Lyons.
Sorry, Ms. Lyons. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay. We have decided to table the board approval of the HR manual to the November board meeting. I will ask everyone, please review in depth and just bring your questions. Normally when we review edits to any documents, we go through each edit. We are not going to be able to do that in that meeting. So. Please don't expect that because we'll be here for a week. So let's just bring any questions that you might have And when you do that, if you can reference the page number that they're on, that would be helpful as well, so we can find it quickly.
Are there page numbers on the document?
Yes.
There should be.
Yes, there are.
Well, there are, right, lower right-hand corner.
Okay.
Right-hand footer, bottom footer.
Is it okay if I do not send out this document in the next month's packet?
Yes.
Does everybody have it? Okay.
Okay.
Except for those that aren't here tonight, maybe.
Which.
Probably everybody's here.
Everybody's here, so we have 100% attendance. We're good.
Great.
We saved some trees.
Yes.
Okay.
And some space on our hard drive.
And some ink. Okay, so that is tabled to November. Next item on the agenda, it looks like we had a communication regarding a sidewalk project for the Bethel location.
Yes, this is just an FYI that got given to the board because it's addressed to you. It, in fact, is on the opposite side of the road from the library on 125, so it really does not affect us. So
okay.
It's just an FYI.
Any questions about that item?
I did review that with Dawn just to make sure. He assured me that
excellent.
It would not affect our library at all.
Excellent. Okay. Next item on the agenda, these are resolutions. Reminder that we have resolutions for August and September. So we're going to start with a motion to approve resolution 2024-22, which is the acceptance of gifts to the library donations as listed. Do
hey,
I? Yes, ma'am.
I have a question because of the gift. Is the person's name is listed both in the first resolution for August and the second one for, the first one for September. The amount of differentiation is $20, but it's to the same Amelia Branch.
They've been,
is that,
that's a monthly donation they've been getting.
Thank you.
Thank
they
you.
Had a mistake on that in the past
okay.
year.
So it's a recurring gift.
Okay, got it.
And it was two different amounts. They changed the amount.
Right, thank you.
Any other questions before we start? Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, a motion to approve resolution 2024-22, acceptance of gifts to the library donations is listed for August.
So moved.
All right, Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyons seconds, I think. Ms. Bach seconds?
It was me.
Ms. Bach, you sound exactly alike.
I know.
I'm sorry, especially
I'll
when.
Start saying
well,
I
usually hear you.
Especially
you.
When I'm looking down, so. Okay.
So
Ms. Bach?
It Chris or Bach?
Bach.
Okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Next is resolution 2024-23, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. May I have a roll call vote? This is for August. May
so
I have a motion?
So moved.
All right, Ms. Waite makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, Mr. Ramos seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Dawes?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms.
Kasika? Yes.
Ms. Lawton?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Next resolution, 2024-24, acceptance of gifts to the library donations as listed. This would be for September. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second line.
Ms. Lyons second. I was watching that time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. And then our resolution 2024-25, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory for September. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Waite makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Dawes?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Any, I have one more item just to point out. It won't take long.
Okay.
There was a couple of questions about the capital projects, and Don has started adding in his branch department update information about capital. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments, or items for discussion before we call it a day?
In concert with that comment, though, the retrofit lighting is complete.
Yes.
I know it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Make a difference?
I'm sure it does. you know?
Yeah, they have, the branches have remarked on that, yes.
Really?
I'm just glad it's a big check mark. All of them, everybody's treated the same with illumination.
Mr. Humphrey?
I'd like to ask at the next meeting that we have an update on the extra handicap parking spaces for this location.
Yes.
We don't.
It's, I have reviewed it. There's, it's an option of 3 spots out here, so, but I will talk to Don.
Can we also have him address the gas line when he comes back, just to give like an update on that?
Yeah.
And how that all came about, and just an update for that?
What?
For the gas line, repair that had to be made.
Repair was done for the generator.
Generator for the gas leak.
It was via email, I think, was communicated, right?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
So if Don could review both of those, that would be helpful.
Sure.
Yes.
I just wanted to encourage everybody to, I know it's a lot of information, but take a look at the branch updates, and department updates. Our staff's doing amazing things.
They do.
And our departments are doing amazing things to support the staffs. So please, if you have time, take a look at that. It really is important. Thank you.
It continues to evolve, and I think that's a good thing, as much just, I'm going to call it random ramblings, okay? That there is significant, and the pictures are good, and the programs that they're conducting at that point in time.
So Chris, I thought we had and I just realized that I skipped over it, a department brief tonight. Are we going to move that to another month?
No.
Or?
Teresa has been waiting and waiting to provide this. She was going to do it in September. She was hoping that we could skip it, and she's looking at me like, but unfortunately, we were also supposed to have collection services. So let's please let Teresa have her moment and do this.
And
I'm sorry, I jumped right over it as well.
And reflection on the interest in your presentation.
Good evening, everybody. I promise it's going to be short. Fall is a very exciting time for the library, and you may think that things slow down a bit after summer reading, the start of school, and looking forward to the holidays, but that is not the case in CED. The library just completed the community survey, as Chris talked about, with the help and guidance of the UC Evaluation Services Center. Surveys were available online through our website and social media. Paper forms were available in each branch. We also asked our partners to share the survey link with their contacts. We are excited to see the results. CED promoted National Library Card Sign-Up Month in September. Promotions included email blasts, social media posts, and posters. We also had a business card for staff members to share in the community, telling people they can, quote unquote, get carded at the library. And I left one for each of you at your desk or at your place. This month, we are hosting our annual Hallow Read program for the second year. Last year, we had 850,000 minutes of reading logged in by 2,634 participants. We gave away boo bags, as we called them. I think we gave you guys each one. And they were very popular. Debbie, who worked in CED at the time, saw many used by kids in her neighborhood when trick-or-treating. LibraryCon is a time to celebrate all things geeky. Kids and adults show up dressed as their favorite characters and love spending time with others who also love pop culture. LibraryCon is next Friday from 6 to 9 at the Union Township Library. And if you want to see something where people really have some fun with stuff, come to LibraryCon. The end of the year is when branch staff members host holiday parties, and most of those will include decorating gingerbread houses. For years, this was a tradition for many families, and they were glad when we brought it back last year. We are trying something a bit different this year by using foam gingerbread houses. If you want to see a lot of happy families at the library, please attend one of these events. Families have a lot of fun creating. The library will be working with United Way and asking guests to donate school supplies, as Chris has already mentioned. Our guests are very, have traditionally been very generous, and we will be accepting donations between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. We will start 2025 with our fourth annual Cozy Winter Read. This reading challenge is known for its warm, fuzzy socks, thanks to Debbie, who started this tradition. Last year, 1.4 million minutes were logged in by 2,408 participants. Just like HowlRead and Spring Into Reading, these challenges bring folks into the library to check out books. As you can see, our reading challenges are very popular, and using the software called Beanstack makes it very easy to record minutes quickly, either on the computer or in the app. To take advantage of our success with reading challenges, we are launching our We Love to Read promotion in January. We will ask county residents to record the minutes they spend reading all year in the hopes of reaching a community goal of 12 million minutes. All the minutes recorded during Cozy Winter Read, Spring Into Reading, Summer Reading, and Howl Read can be used for the community goal. At the end of the year, if county residents log 12 million minutes, we will have banners to celebrate and stickers for guests announcing they helped read 12 million minutes. The We Love to Read community goal will be something that keeps people reading, which means more people visit the branches and they check out more books and other materials. The community goal will take place in 2025, the 70th anniversary of the library opening its doors in 1955. I hope you see how CED works with everyone at CCPL to make sure county residents are aware of the library and to make this fall and 2025 the best it can be. And this work meets the strategic goals of access, education, and service. May I answer any questions at 7:53 p.m.?
Just one. Is it easier for people to track the minutes that they read versus, say, the pages that they read?
They prefer minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, we have had Cozy Winter Read was originally books.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you the number of people said I'd rather do minutes.
Interesting.
I want to know, is it 12 million just for Jenny?
Yeah, that's
and
what I want to do.
Everyone else in the county is 12 million as well? Okay.
We took everything that we've had on this, of the reading challenges, and then we took an average, and we came up, we think 12 million is achievable.
And how many hours is that, so that I don't have to divide 60
Judy, I'm sorry I didn't figure that one out.
You didn't?
Ed's got his computer out, so.
I could have done it, but I thought you might have.
I'm sorry, I didn't do that one.
Trisha, Jenny did.
No, if it's how many hours?
Oh, clearly.
720,000 hours.
720,000 hours. Mm-hmm. Divided by our population.
You start now, Jenny.
Yeah.
700,000 population.
Want
it. At least.
Great work. The department does great work. And this is their November, December.
And it's getting better and better. It's just
yes.
It's so cheery.
Thank you.
My only problem is that it just keeps adding to my TBR pile, and that's already way too full. Never going to be able to read all the books on that list before I die. It's just not right.
Okay. Annie, thank you very much for that. I'm sorry that... That was the
end,
but if that's going to be the way we end our meeting, that's a perfect. And we have
oh, boo bags to grab on the way out.
Excellent. Judy needs her. She's going trick or treating.
All right.
Okay.
So last item, just administrative housekeeping reminder that the next meeting is on November 18th, 2024. I may not be here on that date. If so,
what?
Mr. Ramos is going
to
be
she
in the meeting.
She has 12 million minutes to read, Judy.
After we're going to do the policy?
I may not. I'm going to do everything I can to be here, but I may not be able to
Could
be here.
Could you just have the cardboard cut off then?
We don't have one of those.
Dolly.
Yeah, we have the
dolly. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, Ms. Lyons makes the motion. Do I have a second?
I'm free.
Mr. Humphrey makes the second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Nope. All right. We are adjourning at 7:55 p.m.